everyone. Welcome to Thanks for Being Here, a short weekly pod to remind us of the many essential and beautiful ways we affect one another. Every Sunday, I'll read a submission from a listener of Kelly Corrigan Wonders. Could be wedding vows or a bat mitzvah toast, a eulogy or a retirement speech. We believe this is probably the loveliest way to tap into our better selves and remember our highest values. We encourage you to share this podcast each week with one person you love, maybe someone you miss and need to bring closer, someone you want to feel your appreciation or admiration or both. This is Thanks for Being Here. This week's Thanks for Being Here is from a listener named Leslie Browning. Dear Kelly, I've been an admirer of you and your work since 2009 when my sister emailed me your YouTube reading of Transcending. I've read every book you've written and have been a devoted listener of this pod since the beginning. Last year marked 20 years since I met my husband, and I found myself reflecting a lot about what it means to share two decades with the same person. Not quite half our lives, but close. Marriage can be hard. Juggling kids, jobs, financial pressures, competing demands, middle age, menopause, loss. I don't often lift my head and really take in all I've been blessed with. 20 years, my God, how have we made it this far amid all life's chaos? Then I thought deeply about the man I married, the one who chose me and still chooses me every day. The following tribute to my amazing husband is what came out. I thought I'd put it in a card for him or share it on social media, even though he's proudly not on it. But as our 20-year wedding anniversary is still 2 years off, it kind of felt like cheating. But I thought it was worth sharing as a possibility for Thanks for Being Here. I don't know how we'd still be here without him. Thank you, Kelly, for all you do. Keep up the good work. All the best. Leslie Browning from Marietta, Georgia. 20 years flew by like a speeding train. The scenery out our window changing so frequently it would be impossible to recount all we've seen. Before Ben came along, you wouldn't have found a girl more hung up on her ideas of what love and marriage were supposed to be. Ideas I got mostly from chick movies. But this marriage has shown me what real love truly is. And I would have passed this wisdom on to our daughter if we'd had one. I would have told her, no one is waiting around the corner to complete you. No one's going to run through the airport to stop your plane just before it takes off. There's no such thing as Prince Charming, and he sure as hell isn't coming on a horse. But I would tell her, if she was really lucky, she might just find an Eagle Scout in a blue Acura. She might just find a man of few words who won't sugarcoat the truth to save her feelings. An understated cheerleader who believes in the beauty of her dreams even more than she does. An unexpected soul friend so steadfast and true he could withstand even her craziest of days. A steady oak who'd never quit a thing, not one day in his life. Least of all her. I've spent the last 20 years shaking off all the misguided messages of the 20 years before. Because when you get right down to it, real love wouldn't make that great of a movie, but it sure makes for one hell of a life. Thanks, Leslie. Here's to you and Ben. And thanks to you all for listening. We'll see you on Tuesday for another Kelly Corrigan Wonders. And on Friday with another for the good of the order. From PRX.